CEO of University of South Africa, Professor Ahmed Bauer. Ahmed, a very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Abskan. Thank you for having me on the program again.
According to the National Senior Certificate Report published by the Department of Basic Education, there were 210,820 matriculants who achieved admission to bachelor studies. In the 26 or so public universities and other vocational tertiary education institutions, do we have enough seats, places, for people who want to apply to further their studies?
Yeah, that's a good question, and thank you for that, Africa. The universities generally on a normal year take in about 220,000 students, and that's expected to be the case again this year. But you have to remember, of course, that the universities of technology, for example, will also take in students who have diploma passes. So, I don't think that, It would be wrong to say that there's place for every single student that qualifies. But at the same time, I think that what evidence indicates is that about 30% of students don't enter university directly. I mean, they might actually enter some workplace learning first and then enter university and so on. So generally speaking, the supply and demand match each other sufficiently well, I think, at this point in time.
Let's talk about the issue of student debt. We know, and we often talk about, you call it the dreaded term, the missing middle, those who don't qualify for NSFAS.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the households earn enough money during the year for them to be able to fend for themselves or to apply for bursaries. We have a significant percentage of those who fall into the missing middle still owing universities across the country money, don't we?
That's correct, you know, and I think that you point out an important point, which is that first of all, I agree with you. I don't like that term. I mean, it's a pity that that term has taken hold, and we need to kind of change that the tone of that discussion. It seems to me, it's clear, of course, that that those students who have who qualify for NSFAS funding no longer have debt with the universities. I mean, that's, the new DHET bursary covers the cost for academic studies and for accommodation. And I think the important point there is that that makes about 60% of the students in the system. So, of course, you've got the gap, right? And the gap is those students who fall outside of the threshold for the NSFAS grant, and that's in the region of about 20% of the students. And the fact of the matter is that we have no national system to address the needs of those students. We've had discussions with the department about this and the urgency to have some kind of national system in place to address this, but that is a problem. So at the moment, the national debt, if you like, to the 26 universities is in the region of about 10 billion rand, and that is a major problem. And there's a significant number of students who have debt, who hold debt, in fact, and will have difficulty registering this year.
10 billion rand is a significant amount of money for the finances of these universities. Many student organizations are asking for the scrapping of that debt. Yeah. That's not practical, is it?
No, it's not practical because, at the end of the day, that debt sits kind of right in the heart of the university finances. I mean, because it's money that has been cut from infrastructure, from increasing the number of staff so that you have a better staff-student ratio and so on and so on. And I think that this is why it is so important for us to have a national system to address this issue so that students can concentrate on their studies, first of all. And secondly, that we don't end up in a situation where there's just a ballooning of that debt, and then the challenges with sustainability of the universities, if you like.
Yeah. Well, Professor Ahmed Bauer, it's going to be a busy day for you and your colleagues, no doubt. Good luck on the first day of the tertiary academic calendar, which kicks off today. Professor Ahmed Bauer is the CEO of University South Africa.